And I thought we'd talk about trouble on a plane this morning here in the ODEC, Mike, because I saw this story in the news that Southwest Airlines has now added a couple of lines to their normal pre-takeoff routine. So it's buckle your seatbelt. It's here's what you do in the event we land on water. Put the mask on, blow up the vest, all of that stuff. Well, now they have added, we are here for your comfort and safety. Please report any unwelcome behavior to your flight attendant. Thank you for your attention. So they want you now to report unwelcome behavior. So I have a lot of questions about this. Is this going to make the job of the flight attendant that much busier now?
Absolutely.
As people are going to, because who knows what each individual's person's version of unwelcome or definition of unwelcome behavior is, right?
They're really opening a can of worms
they
here.
They really are.
I think because, you know, we're all irritated by different things. I mean, I can think of times where I might be, you know, in a bad mood on a plane and somebody just brushes you the wrong way and it's just going to become a deal like we're all little kids. He's looking at me funny.
Right.
I don't like that.
I know the intent here, and the intent is if a woman is being groped by a man, you know, call the flight attendant. If somebody's drunk and belligerent, obviously call the flight attendant. But I think that's always been maybe an unwritten rule anyway, even though some don't, some ride it out. So they're making it a more comfortable environment for you to report things. But for example, if you're sitting on the plane next to a guy who's just had a really bad burrito and he's farting a lot, do you report that to the flight attendant? This is behavior that's making me uncomfortable.
Absolutely. It's making your flight experience much less pleasant. So I would think that would be something that would be reported. Although I just worry that it's more likely that somebody would be reporting that on me than me reporting right. it on somebody else. So I might be careful to not cast the first stone in that regard. Yeah, it opens the door to a lot of things.
As Gordo has claimed about me before on flights, I use the seat cushion as my own personal silencer. Yeah. So maybe it would backfire on me. If I tried to report George or Gordon or somebody else, it might backfire on me.
But, oh, and the potential for just practical jokes
between,
like, you guys traveling together on a plane too.
Yes.
That's, I don't even want to introduce that.
Yeah, usually when we get on the plane and we all try to sit around the exit row, and immediately Gordon will tell the flight attendant that he doesn't believe George can execute the exit row protocol and that he should be moved to another row. And then they get into a fight.
Ma'am, if you could make him demonstrate this just to make, because I don't feel safe.
Have you ever personally witnessed extremely bad behavior on a plane?
That's a good question. No, not really. I mean, I've just been upset or irritated by the stuff that usually bothers, you know, people. And you know, my pet peeve, and this wouldn't even be reportable because it's something that people are allowed to do, but the full recline from the seat
right.
in front of you, and if you're, you know, a person with, you know, a little bit longer legs, it tends to bother me a little bit, and it seems very rude. But I can't really remember dealing with a lot of belligerent people. I've heard some of your flight stories, and I'm sure you have more than I do. But the thing that I struggle with on the plane, though, is like I can't sleep on a plane.
I can't either.
So that starts to bother me after a while, and I'll do the head nod and all that. So
yeah.
Again, I think I'm probably going to be bothering other people more than they're bothering me. So I think I probably do the head nod and the snort and a little bit of the snore from time to time and probably make noises I'm not even aware of when I'm on the plane. I'm really going to be self-conscious now.
Why do we ride out the head nod? You know, like I do that too. I can't sleep, but I will nod off and then your head jerks back and the back of your head hits the seat.
Oh, man, and the neck just...
But you don't correct it. You like immediately doze right back off and the head falls down, then you jerk it back again.
But if you're really tired, I don't know how to correct it, because I'll try to press my head against the seat in front of me as though that's somehow going to work.
Right.
You know, with my forehead pressed there, and then pretty soon it's even worse.
You're drooling.
that's a given.
I can only think of a couple of times on the plane that somebody did something, but I don't know that I would have reported this. So this was probably 15, 20 years ago, and I'm in the middle seat, and the guy in the window seat, right after we take off, and I swear this is a true story, he takes off his shoes and he starts clipping his toenails.
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. And I didn't say anything to him. I just, you know, I like leaned way over the other direction. I tried to send some body language,
sure,
disgusted body language signals his way. But he's clipping his toenails on the plane. And as I recall, I think at least he did collect the clipped nails and put them like into a Kleenex or something or a napkin. But so with the new Southwest Airlines request that you should report any unwelcome behavior to your flight attendant, should I report something like that?
I would think a matter of someone, yeah, clipping their toenails or any sort of hygiene thing going on, you know, someone waxing in the seat next to you, that might be a little bit inappropriate. Ugh. I feel bad for parents of infants now in this new
yes.
world. If because, you know, you can only do so much to control your kid crying on a plane, and that's something that really tends to bother people. I think, you know, those of us who've been there before, I think, are a little more tolerant of that. But that's going to be a tough call for some of those flight attendants, I think.
That's a great topic, because as someone who's not been there before as a parent, and I've experienced this on the last couple of really long flights I've had, I've been sitting two rows behind a family, and each family had an infant, cried the entire flight. Mm-hmm. And these were long flights, so you're trying to get some rest, but you can't, and they're just, it's constant commotion around that seat, and, you know, they've got the crib hooked onto the bulkhead, but the baby's still going crazy. Should you fly with, I know sometimes you have to, maybe you're going to a funeral, I don't know, or you're taking the baby to a hospital that's got to go to in New York, I get all that. But if it's just a vacation or you don't really have to be flying, should you fly with a 3-month-old, a 6-month-old?
It's obviously not ideal. So I think the pressure, the air pressure, just, you know, it's painful for them probably.
Yeah.
And at very least, they're confused by it and they don't know what's going on. So it's probably not ideal. But as you said, it's unavoidable sometimes. But
should you report the crying?
I don't know.
Like if it's nonstop
right
for 4 hours. Can you shove a pacifier in the kid's mouth, or how does that work? Can you tape over the mouth?
It depends how big a jerk you want to be, I guess, Craig. And I think you just answered that question.
This is a true story as well, because we've got a buddy that we went to college with who's a longtime flight attendant. And he said the most awkward moment for him on a plane, and this is something you would definitely report if it happened. Now, this was an adult, but it was a special needs adult. But one of the female flight attendants came back to my buddy and said, you need to go to row 7 and stop this.
Oh, boy.
Because the special needs adult had whipped it out and was pleasuring himself. And the female flight attendant was not about to step in there, so they came and got our buddy, and he had to go put an end to that. And he said that's the most awkward thing he's had to do in his 25 years as a flight attendant. Was get the guy
by put an end to that
off,
not a happy end to it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Right. It's just kid stuff.
It is just kid stuff. Let's be honest. But he had to get the guy to stop, and sitting there was a man on one side. There was a woman that the guy didn't know on the other side.
Oh.
And I want to say that maybe the man traveling with this guy was his brother or his father or something, but had dozed off. And so my friend woke up everybody in the row, got the guy next to him to help stop the proceedings. I think they had to move the woman. She didn't want to sit there anymore because she was afraid it was going to happen again. But that's an example of something you would report immediately.
Yeah, I'm just making a note of the fact that is considered unacceptable behavior. Okay, I've got that down. Yeah.
Yes, you don't want to get caught doing that. So yeah, it can get really awkward on the plane. We've talked before here about how they probably shouldn't serve alcohol on a plane.
I bet your buddy has some stories.
Oh my God.
Your flight attendant friend. Oh yeah. Man alive. No, and it is, I don't know if it's surprising because they can make money serving the alcohol. So that's the reason. But no, it is sort of a recipe for, if not disaster, a lot of inappropriate behavior.
Had I been sitting next to Dr., and I use that term loosely, David Dow, on that flight, when they came in and asked him to get off the plane, I would have said, why don't you just stop behaving like a 3-year-old, stand up like the adult and quote-unquote doctor you supposedly are, walk off the plane, and handle it with the gate attendant or the police or whatever. And I would not have put up with them having to drag him off the plane. And then him saying this. That's the kind of behavior I would have reported. I would have sniffed it out way before it even got to that. I would have hit the flight attendant call button, comes down the aisle, and I would have said, yes, I'd like to report this man as a fake doctor. And I can sense that he is about to cause a lot of trouble.
You are going to be reporting things on every single flight from here on out. This gives you license. I can tell that this person in 13B.
I just had a premonition.
Exactly.
So if you fly Southwest, you're going to hear that now in your pre-flight instructions. We are here for your safety and comfort. Please report any unwelcome behavior to your flight attendant. Thank you for your attention. All right, that's the ODEC, 6:31 on the ticket. Coming up next, we get an in-studio visit from memorabilia expert.